This is CliffCentral.com. No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. Hey guys, so you are listening to the weekly mashup with your girl Candace Mama. And today, it is the female invasion. I'm so, so excited. I've got the most stunning girls in studio with me. We're going to weigh in on girl topics, career, marriage, music. Alex is going to be singing for us. I'm so excited. So before we even get into it, guys, just so I can plug next week's show, just so you know, I watched the movie called Shepherds and Butchers, and the lead is going to be in studio next week. So be sure to come back and listen to him. He's amazing. He's probably going to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio. Don't say I didn't tell you. Don't say I didn't tell you. I want that to be a soundbite. One day I'm going to play it back to you guys. Anyway, so I'm going to do the intros. The first one is Miss Billie G. Say hello, girl.
Hello, everybody. My name is Belinda Pewa.
How are you doing?
I'm very awesome. This is such an awesome studio. Everybody here is so happy all the time.
It's because we get paid to do this.
It's very addictive. It's lovely. It's thank you so much for having us.
Oh, I'm so excited, girl. And the next is Ms. Zandra Zogby. Say hello.
Hi. I'm super excited to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm super excited for you to be here. I mean, you're going places too. I called Leonardo DiCaprio. Now, girl, I'm putting money on you too. Since we're in the season of betting. I'm just saying. No, but you're going to sing for us later in the show.
I am.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
I'm so excited. And Zandra, guys, has been to New York. She's come back to grace us with her talents. So you must know, I only bring you guys quality, guys. I only bring you quality. And it's a pleasure, né? So guys, please do tweet us. We're going to be starting off with some topics, very entertaining topics, obviously. So just do tweet me at Candace Mama. Do you guys have any Twitter handles you want to throw out?
No, I'm actually not.
So I'm the source of communication, y'all. So please. Né? So just do at Candace Mama if you want to weigh in on anything. Or Facebook me. Or you know the deal by now, guys. You know the deal. So ladies,
yes.
I came across some stories and I feel like we need to weigh in on these stories, and I'm going to give my two cents to obviously. The first story made my heart sing. You guys can call me Queen Petty Wop for this. I don't care. The story made me so happy. So in Zim, a woman took her ex-boyfriend to court for wasting her time when he broke up with her. Now, she said to the magistrate that, look, the reason I'm suing him is because he wasted my years. She stayed with him for 3 years. She says, he wasted my years. I looked after him. I had to maintain myself as a woman. And now this guy just upped and left. Like, who does he think he is? And then the magistrate said, well, lady, as much as I sympathize, this is for small claims court, so go to them. So I'm just going to weigh in quick. I agree.
I also agree. I absolutely agree. And not even from a petty standpoint, because first of all, time is money. But
thank you.
But okay, let's not even go with
3 years is even more coin.
I mean,
ching, ching.
You know, so time is money. So it's not even about being petty in that, aside from time being money, when you get together with somebody, and especially for 3 years, and they agree to certain things, that's a verbal agreement. That is a contract.
It's a contract.
It was
Thank
a verbal you. Agreement that you will treat me in such a way and you will do such and such. And so
and
when
I was
you
in
break,
this union.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you are in breach of contract. So take him to court.
Thank you.
I'm in agreement.
I don't know though, guys.
The voice of reason.
I am the voice of reason because no contract was really signed.
Verbal.
It was verbal.
Verbal.
It heard. I heard it.
Unless you
verbal contract.
I heard it. The day I moved into the house, I agreed to it. That was you signing. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, tops for her for taking that to court, but I don't know if it's going to hold up.
You know why though? I just feel like as women especially, right? And yes, men, you guys can say this all you want. Like, you know what? We don't force you to do anything. Whatever. Okay. So, so what ends up happening is this. We get into a relationship. Life is good. You say, baby, I'm going to change the world. Please help me. Da, 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 da. So we put aside our career. We're like, you know what, baby, until you thrive and you succeed, it's all good. I will put aside my career for you and make you the man of your dreams, baby. I mean, from the day I met you, I've already been changing you. So this is just the direction we're all going. And then I invest 3 years of my time. And then you decide that, no, I'm leaving. Now I've got to return home. Like,
No, he didn't even propose. Like, he left me. Now I got to start this project all over again. And now my career has stagnated. My family's looking at me like, we told you not to waste 3 years of your time. He should have married you 2 years ago. And now I have to, like, deal with the social consequences of your behavior.
But, okay, first of all, my point on that exactly is no woman should be putting their career on hold for another man.
Good point.
No yes. woman. So if you got something that you want to do, go for it all out. And yeah, I wouldn't let anybody put that aside.
Yeah.
That is a good point.
It's a good point, but we all know. We all know the truth. Like, you know, the sophisticated woman in me, educated, is like, you know what? If it doesn't work, just like let him go. You'll find another. Right. I know I'll find another. That was never the issue in question.
Obviously.
It's just you are the problem. I don't want you to find another who's going to profit from the fruits of my labor.
However, that's true.
I am curious though, just with regards to the specific woman who took this gentleman to court, what was her outlook? What did she want to achieve? Did she want him to be fined? And if so, then how much? What is her money? What is her time worth?
Okay, so what happened was when she took him to the magistrate court, it was in Harare. Yeah. And she says that because she moved in with him, it was like a promise of marriage. So now that she's returning home, it's like her family's got to now, you know, replan around her and reshuffle their time. So because the magistrate threw it out before any settlement agreement could have even been reached, the cash amount wasn't exactly identified. But for me, I'd just be suing for everything. Like, I'd just be like, when he goes and eats, I want a meal too. If he buys shoes, I want to pay too. because for me, it wouldn't even be about the money. It would just be about inconveniencing your life like you did mine for 3 years. And then we are even. You know what I'm saying? But on relationships, there is another story. This time from the man's side. So a man claims that his engagement was broken off. Now, guys, bear in mind, this is an engagement, right? And he says that his fiance broke up with him after he stated that he could no longer be engaged to her until he unfollowed her on social media.
What?
She disagreed. And he was like, well, I guess that's that. And they broke off their whole engagement. So an engagement is not like a pop and flace thing, guys. No one wakes up and is like, I'm going to just get on one knee and get engaged. So this man says, when he was probed as to exactly what exactly had happened, because, I mean, this makes no sense. He says that for him, after witnessing, because they agreed that they wouldn't be on social media together during their dating period. And then she insisted that after, you know, the engagement, she wants to be like, you know, on Facebook, engaged to so-and-so. So he says that after he witnessed her social media behavior, he realized that she may not be a competent mother. Wow. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Ooh, girl, so those selfies are going to cost you a husband and a house. What do you guys think?
That's a saucy one. I must admit, first of all, though, for them to be getting engaged in the first place.
He surely saw something.
I feel like they should have, to be at that place where you get engaged, he should have known her well enough to already have ascertained whether she'll be a good mother or not, or whether she'll fit into his future or not. Don't engage, don't pose first, and then decide after that, actually, I might not be a good mom. Like, why don't you do your detective work before you engage?
Yeah, we all know that there's something called Instagram and Facebook stalking.
Hello.
We all
Hello.
Do that.
I was just like, okay, fine. Like, I mean, as a woman, when I agree that we're not going to be social media friends, I do not agree that I won't stalk you.
Precisely.
Of course I'm going to stalk you.
You still have to get your Sherlock on.
I mean, stalking has become legalized with social media. Like, now we don't have to drive with our best friend and, like, hide. Now we just have to go online in the comfort of our own home and in a respectable distance.
And stalk appropriately.
Stalk appropriately. Just don't get caught doing it. I mean, it's still a lot to explain.
Yeah, the hard thing is, though, when you're going through someone's Instagram handle and then you go, like, really down to the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Like, the first picture they posted.
You by mistake double tap.
Girl, we were talking about this.
Shit.
Girl, we
had this conversation this morning.
In the car. Because, you know, the worst thing happened to me. And guys, you guys make me stay snitching on myself on the show. But so what happened was, the guy that I wrote a blog about, who I said dumped me, and then we got back, whatever. Okay. So that is not relative to the story at hand. What happened was he introduced me to someone, all right, very briefly, this girl. And, you know, my curiosity got the better of me. And Facebook somehow sensed my aura of curiosity. And it suggested I add this person as a friend. So I was like, no, Facebook, I'm not dumb. I'm not going to add as a friend. Like, I don't know her. I just know her by hello. So then I decided I'm going to stalk. So this woman is a smart woman. So she decided that, you know, she's just going to have like, you know, one or two pictures dating all the way back to 2014. So I was like, okay, cool. My phone's malfunctioning anyway. So I'm just going to log off because this is yielding me no fruit. A week later, I log on to Facebook and I go onto my wall. And I just check, you know, I'm just scrolling. I realized that I accidentally shared one of her pictures from 2014.
2014.
And there's more. There's more. I know you're like, oh my gosh, I'm dead. Haha. No, you're not dead. There's more. So the more is this. The picture was like, when your heart is broken by someone and you just need to gather yourself up and keep moving on. Like everything was just like, wow. Wow. It just, and you know, I was so defeated at that point because I was like, she's had time to drive to his house to show him I'm crazy. And 2 days later, she could check back and be like, she's still crazy. It's all, no, this was not a mistake. You know what I'm saying? So social media stalking backfires completely.
Yeah, that was an epic fail. I must admit that is. That
up to today, epic fail. I do not acknowledge it in his presence. I'm just like, I'm waiting for you to bring it up.
Just
like,
deny it. Just deny it. If he brings
if he brings it up, I'm just going to be like, wait, what? You said what happened? What? On my wall? Let's go check.
who hacked my Facebook? Just blame it on a hacker.
I'd be like, you know, I don't trust this ish. This ish is just, I don't get it.
Technology nowadays.
I was saying to Candace, I was trying to figure out whether it would be better somehow, somewhat, if the post itself was from maybe 2016. Is it just not worse that you went that far back in the timeline and then shared from 2014?
I think there are just so many epic fails. There are just so many. The fact that you were caught, number one.
First of all.
The fact that you let it simmer for a week, number two. And then number three, the words of that damn post. It couldn't just be like a meme, a funny meme. It had to be like, when your heart has been broken. And it's like how bitter can you get?
Yeah, no. No, I don't. Misrepresentation.
And then I bumped into the same ex. Like, what? Was it on Monday? It was on Monday. Ah, fresh memories. And then he was on a date. So then I'm like talking to this guy like normal. Because I mean, every time we bump into each other, we have that awkward, hi, how are you doing? So this time it was just hello. So I was like, we're going to watch a movie. It's a premiere, you know, like, let's just get our chill on, you know? And I was like, okay, cool. I've got a seat. He's got a seat. Let's just chill. After the movie, we'll catch up. After the movie, I'm catching up with some other people and I'm like, wait a minute. Why is this guy not coming out? The guys, he was like, literally, he avoided me so much. He was identifying the wall. Like, he was trying to explain to the girl he was with, like, I think there's a hole in this wall. And this girl's like, I want to go. He's like, no, you don't. Like, let's just
stare at the wall.
Yeah, he went to great lengths to avoid me. So bless him. Anyway, back to other crazy people and not my crazy story. The break. Okay, so breaks. Men want a woman to explain what this means. So when a woman comes to a man, because I think all of us have experienced this, when you say you're in a relationship and you say to the person, can we take a break? So to a man, a break means, can we take a break up?
Right.
And then you catch yourself in your feelings. Like, no, it's been 2 days. Like, I'm done with the break. Like, it was fun. I know I said a week. I laid out the timeline. But now I'm over it. So like I've slept a couple of sleeps. You know, I'm good. I'm refreshed. I've eaten. You know, like, what does the break mean, guys? Like, explain.
Do you want to go first?
This is a tricky one because I think it could come across differently for every couple. Yeah, mm. And for even, you know, across a couple, like you said, a guy could look at it differently to a girl. Mm. So I think, you know, for me, like a break, if you're going to have a break, just break up. Like,
on the guy's side.
But to be honest, because then you have like a set boundary, whereas like now what I'm saying is a lot of people don't know what a break is. There's no dictionary description that says the break is the da 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 da. Yeah. Like, you know, we don't know what it is.
Like, so, you can't do anything in the break.
Yeah.
The break is like, go think about your life and miss me.
So that would be my definition of a break.
My break is like, if I'm taking a break, it means that you on pause.
Yeah.
Like, your life does not exist after me. Like, calm down. Or the only thing you're allowed to do is eat, breathe, and think of me.
And stay in your room. Don't go out.
When I say, let's take a break, I'm just saying, go take some time and realize how much you miss me when I'm out there. And then when I come back to you and I'm like, oh, I'm refreshed.
You're supposed to be like, oh, I missed you so much.
You should be like, baby, baby. You know, you broke. I realized where I went wrong. Exactly. I missed you.
I don't know. My two cents comes down to communication on this topic. Mm. Because like Alex said, there's no definition of what this break means. And I think people just focus on the word and then just...
Yeah, because they start adding their... No, it's not the word that's the problem. You know? I mean, I said break. I did not say break up. Why are you adding more words to what I said? Like, don't do that.
You see, so if you don't focus on the words and you focus rather on the communication, and mind you, communication starts even before you speak to the next person about why you need this break. It starts with yourself. You need to figure out, why are you looking for this break?
But don't you think by the time you say break, you haven't communicated with yourself? All you've been saying to yourself is, he don't know me. He don't know me. Like, it's going to go down. Like, I'm going to kill him. That's all that's going down.
But, in that way, that's the only way to avoid any misconceptions about what this break is supposed to mean. Mm. Because once you've defined it for yourself, what it is that you need, once you decide that, actually, I just feel like I need some quiet for a while, or whether you decide, actually, I just feel like I need to figure out if this is the right person. Mm. Whatever your reasons are, then you can communicate across the board. And then once you are able to communicate that, then there's no misconceptions about, oh, I thought we were broken up. Then all it means is, actually, I've just got a lot going on. I just need some time to focus on school, to focus on whatever it is that you have pinpointed as your reasons for this break. Then you can just take it from there, because then you can figure out whether it's something that the other person can then give to you. Because that's the thing, is that you are making a request here.
Yes.
And the other person has the right to say, actually, I don't know what that means, and I don't feel like sticking around for you to figure it out.
No, but you know what? If I was a man, personally, and a woman said to me, because I think that's what all women innately want, is like, if I say to you, I want a break, you should be like, babe, I don't know what it is, but we'll work it out without a break needed. You know, that's what you want a man to say. And as soon as he's like, okay, cool, bye. It's like, wait, come back. Come back. I don't know what you were saying. I don't understand the words that came out of your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So like, for me, and another thing is, if we do decide to take a break, you can't be all in your feelings after you've agreed to it. Like, after I come out and I'm like, okay, cool, you know, I've taken some time and I've like reassessed where we stand or whatever. You can't be like, I'm so disappointed in the decision you made for us. No, baby, I did not make the decision for us. It was a request that you could have declined. Why would you accept
it? True, exactly. No. If it's not good for you as well as the guy or the girl that's being asked for this break, then it's your right to say, actually, for me, it does mean breakup, and make that clear, so that then it is clear on both ends regardless.
Exactly. Yeah. So, babe, to me, a break means we are breaking up. And if that's what you want, then I'm willing to grant you that. But you can't be like, cool, we're on a break. And then I'm like, I'm done with the break. Because my breaks, I'm like, I always request more time than I need. I'm like, I need a month. And then 2 days later, I'm like, you know what? I think I was just being severe. Like, you called me at a bad time. I just woken up. I was hungry. And I feel like the man needs to understand this. He needs to be like, okay, girl, I know you're crazy. Because, like, I mean, you know, I also feel like people need to understand who you are as a person. If you're a little crazy.
Yes, that is another point that I was going to get to.
You need to get that.
Just not on the crazy side, though, but like, just in terms of understanding the other person. So, for example, if you already are in a relationship with this person and you know them well enough, so if you know that they are not the kind of person after 3 years or however long to pick up on hints or to what, then you can't expect them to suddenly know how to now because it suits you, or suddenly, you know what I mean? So, and the same with, well, on the crazy side, like you say, if after a month already, a guy would know that, okay, she's a bit cuckoos. Yeah. Then he'll know how to attend to certain things. He'll know that, oh, sometimes she says this and then comes back to this. You know what I mean? So it is part of knowing the person as well, actually.
I just think, like, you know, what's life without a little, you know, drama now and again? Just like, so you can listen to some R&B and make yourself feel better, you know? But on relationships, you married? Newly married?
Yes, it's a month. It was a month yesterday, actually. Got married on the 12th of September.
How is that?
It's been awesome. It was fantastic. We didn't go away. We're only going to go away in December because we had just both done a lot of big moves career-wise. Mm-hmm. So we didn't take some time out. Well, technically, we did take time out. We just didn't go away. So that was the really cool thing, is that after we got married, he was off work. Then we just chilled, just us at home for like 2 weeks just solid
chilling.
Bumming out, just solid chilling, and that was really amazing. And then in terms of getting married itself, that was quite an experience.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, I am one of those people who would have been very happy to just go sign and be done with it.
Yeah.
It was not the actual wedding itself for me was not the important part. However, we did end up still deciding to do something very small. With just some family and bring our parents down from Durban. And that was really fun. It was it was very special, especially because of its intimacy. Not to bash on bigger weddings.
Yeah.
I feel like either way with bigger weddings, then you still just have more space for the special people in your life. But with it being that small, it was really, really special people there. And the collective energy of those kind of people around you, it was really amazing.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. I must say the one thing, though, that I did not like, which I know is not very bride-like, I absolutely could not wait for the attention to be off me.
Really?
I was up to my eyeballs with attention.
Wants to touch you.
I'm like, everybody wants to touch
you. You know why everyone wants to touch you? Because they hope that whatever you had will rub off on them.
That good juju.
They're like, you know what? She managed to get it done. If I just touch her.
Give me some of that magic.
tag me with that marriage thing. But that was the only thing. I could not wait for it to just go quiet again after that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to play some Rihanna. Work, 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 work. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking to Zandra Zogby, and she's going to sing for us.
Whoop, whoop.
So, yeah, stay around, guys. Stay around.
Don't want to miss it.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
So, Belinda, so we were still speaking about relationships, love, life, everything. Yes. So, Nian and I have been together for how many years?
4 years. We got married on our 4-year anniversary.
Girl, 4 years.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Were you ever in a hurry to get married, though?
No. No, not at all. In fact, originally when we discussed it, it was something that we had put a few years away, in fact. But then we just went with the feeling instead. We had a very detailed talk before we decided to get married. It wasn't just the romantic gesture and then, yes, I'll marry you. You know, we had to really talk about what does it actually mean to you?
Yeah.
What does it mean to me? What do you expect? And make sure we
important.
Are all, yeah, just make sure we're on the same page before you actually do the whole one knee, down on one knee thing.
Mm.
So we had that talk and just the concept of getting married and how many years and so forth. So we did have an idea of what we would like to do. However, I never did feel like I was in a hurry to do anything. Mm. And in that 4 years, a lot of things happened. A lot of growth. There was even a time that we were apart. It's not some
happy.
It's not some fairy tale.
You meet
everything
your prince,
was just, yeah.
Then you get married.
You know, life happens in between. Mm. So it was a very educating experience.
Huh. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you. So Alex, so you're gonna sing for us. Is the technical ish? Is it working?
Hello?
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yay.
So we hear you. Okay, great. So you're going to be able to sing?
I am.
Okay, fantastic. Ready?
Every
right sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. Oh, you shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I'll still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight. I won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight. 'Cause we all get lost sometimes, you know. It's how we learn and how we grow. And I wanna lay with you till I'm old. Oh yeah. Oh, you shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go. I'll be your lifeline tonight. I won't let go.
Woohoo!
They're
even clapping for you out there. They're clapping for you out there. Yes, 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 yes. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Whoa, girl, your voice.
Thanks.
Damn. Damn.
Damn.
If at home you're listening, Alex is brilliant. Wow. Alex, we went to high school together. And I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, school was a different phase of my life, I must say. I didn't grow up feeling that it was possible, especially here in South Africa. Mm. I think it's very different and to where, like, when I was in New York. New York, I feel like, you know, so many people are supporting you and saying, okay, like, this is so possible because so many Americans are doing that.
Yes.
Whereas here, it's almost untouchable. Mm. You know, you don't wake up and say, I want to be a singer. And people are like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll see you. Go for it.
They're
like,
great, go be a lawyer first.
They're like, go to school. So, yeah, it was very different being there than it is here. But I'm so glad to be back in South Africa.
How long did you go to New York for?
So I was in New York for a year. And then I'd come back for a couple months. And then I go back, you know, for like 5 months. So I was just recently in New York for 5 months, which was a very challenging experience.
Oh, how come?
So basically, when I went there, I got a scholarship at a vocal school.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went there, I was like, okay, this is going to be awesome. But stuff is so expensive there. To live there is just incredibly expensive. So, I kind of feel like, I don't know if this is weird to say, but I feel like I was like a little hustler. And I had to like hustle for every penny and, you know, every dollar. I was like singing at bars and pubs and different gigs. And then also ended up going to Europe to perform there during my time. And then actually a really scary thing happened.
What?
When I came back to New York, basically I got told, where's your visa?
Oh.
And so I looked at my passport and I was like, no, man, it's like right there.
Yes.
And this guy was like, no, but you've already used this visa. It's a one entry visa. And my heart just like, it honestly skipped a beat. I was like so nervous. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I didn't realize that it was a one entry visa. I thought, okay, it's a visa for 5 months or whatever they
regardless,
say.
Regardless.
And I could go in or come back. And I was stressing out. I got questioned in like rooms. I felt like, you know, on border control. I felt like I was literally in the worst. It was so scary.
You were
scary.
Like in a movie.
I was in a movie. Yeah, it was so scary. So yeah, that happened. But I got back to America. They were quite nice to me, actually.
I was after like, they I'll put sing you through a song. You're like, I'll sing my way in, please.
Exactly.
Oh, shame.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it had its challenges. You know, there were ups and downs, but definitely more growth and, you know, a lot of practice went in when I was there. So that all made me into a better artist.
And how's the competition there?
The competition there, I must say, is just, you can't even compare it.
It's world class, right?
Yeah, it's world class. It definitely is. But at the same time, I definitely, like, when I watch people perform there, I'm like, wow, that's intimidating. Mm. But then at the same time, I'm like, okay, take this in and push yourself to be even better. Because at the end of the day, it's just going to make me a better person and a better singer. So I welcome the competition. It's a great thing to be surrounded by.
Yeah. That's awesome. So the first time you performed, right? Because I mean, I think all of us innately think we can sing. So what was the first time when you performed and you were like, hey, I think I've got a good voice. And people were actually like, we like your voice. You've got a good voice.
Okay. This has to go like way back to when I was a lot younger, probably about like 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. And we had school plays at school, like in primary school, I'm going back. And yeah, I just went for an audition and, you know, it was for, what was it? It was Oliver Twist.
Oh.
And I just loved that show. And there was a singing part and the main, producer was like, listen, we'd love it if you could sing this, so come and audition. And I did, and I got the part, and I was like, that was really fun, and the audience was really involved, and I felt like, okay, cool, this is really cool. I like being on stage, I like being in front of people, but it's also really nice to know that the people in the audience are accepting what you're putting out, and, you know, to have like that kind of a connection with them.
Yeah. And you said you're a singer-songwriter.
Yes.
So is it like Taylor Swift stuff? Or is it everyday life stuff?
I wouldn't say I'd put myself in the same genre as Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Well, especially when she started out as a songwriter. Yeah. You know, she was kind of country and pop and stuff like that.
No, when I say Taylor Swift, I mean more, she writes about every single relationship. Like, I mean, you could have sneezed in her direction and there'll be a song. Like, I could have loved you, but you sneezed in my direction and now it's over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say. I'm kind of taking it on a perspective of life experiences and what's challenging, especially being a singer in South Africa and trying to get your music out there. You know, we haven't really had the best support system in terms of entertainment backing us as, you know, artists in South Africa. I think it's really hard to put yourself out there. Although now, you know, radio stations are playing more South African music. Mm. There's a lot of television shows, you know, competitions, like The Voice has come to South Africa. But I think something that's really cool, like for instance, it's this new Celsi.
Break the Net.
Break the Net, exactly. Mm. And I'm hoping I'm going to be entering into that. So I'm going to hopefully upload my video tomorrow.
So what does it take? So you upload your video and then what happens?
So basically the gist is, it's they're looking for the next YouTube sensation. Mm-hmm. And I think you could be anything from a DIY guru to a singer to a guitarist.
Oh,
to
nice. So it's a variety show.
Ice skates. Who knows? Mm. Yeah. So basically, you just have to upload your talent or what you do. And then Wackhead's going to be announcing something to say, hey, we're giving you a task. And then you have 48 hours to complete that task. So it's going to be like quite a lot of pressure, but I think that's good.
And you know, especially with data costing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be in a very high Wi-Fi zone to be completing tasks.
True.
But okay, so if we want to support you, so you put out your video, is it going to go according to how many views a video gets?
Yes.
How many likes?
Yeah.
How's it going to work?
Basically, what it is once you've uploaded it to YouTube, I'm going to be on Instagram. So my name on Instagram is Zandra Zogby.
Spell that for people, please.
So that's Zandra Zogby.
Okay.
And yeah, you can find me on Instagram under that handle. And then basically I'll be posting, hey guys, I've just uploaded my video. Go and view it on YouTube. And I'll put it like a link in there.
Okay.
And then once you go and like the video on YouTube and the amount of views and the likes, that's all going to contribute to whether they'll choose you.
Okay.
So it all depends on the audience and if you like my stuff that I'm putting out.
So if I watch it like 100 times, you get 100 views.
On different phones and stuff. Sure.
On the same phone, you just put it on different private settings.
I suppose.
Like in the dark. Or you just don't log on to your Google.
You know all the tricks, don't you?
I'm a master stalker.
Yeah, I know. I think you have to be, I think, because I know when I go on YouTube and I like a video, you have to be logged on.
Yes.
So I think you have to be logged for the likes. In. Exactly. So, yeah, but it would just be awesome if you guys could get out there, and I'll be posting it tomorrow. So
awesome. So what are you going to be performing? Do you know yet?
Yes, I do.
What are you going to be
It's actually
girl?
One of my favorites. It's called Thinking About You, and it's by Frank Ocean.
A girl after our own heart.
Yeah, he's just incredible, and his new album Blonde has just come out. So yeah, I don't know if it's actually released in South Africa. I just bought it on iTunes.
Probably not.
No, it
is. Has it?
Yeah, unfortunately my co-host got dropped trying to download Frank Ocean.
Oh, no.
So we know this.
So you know it's here.
Yes. No, it's definitely here. He was on Song 2
I got my bubble popped so many times hoping there was an Ocean album
We've
out there.
We've been waiting for
him. Now I just assume it's a rumor. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, there's a new one. Sure.
That's awesome though. And any other avenues are you that you're thinking of while you're in South Africa?
So basically I just want to I'm trying to start my own YouTube channel. This is basically going to be my first YouTube video that I'm uploading tomorrow. So I'm quite excited about that. I really want to get into, you know, just performing live at like gigs and a bunch of stuff like that. And also I'm going to be performing on Saturday.
Oh, we.
So this is going to be at a pub biker bar in Greenside, and it's called Rim and Rubber. Rim and Rubber. So that's in Greenside, and we're going to be raising money for somebody to go to college, which is really cool.
So it's even a good cause.
It's a good cause, yeah. So it's going to be, there's going to be like an entrance fee at the door, and then, you know, we're going to have some live entertainment, and I'm going to be performing along two other artists.
Awesome.
So yeah, I'm really excited about that. But yeah, I'm just trying to get a South African following. You know, I got a lot of following when I was in the States, and I just kind of want to bring it home and for South Africa to see what music I'm putting out there.
And are you related to Connell Cruz in any way?
No,
I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know why you thought that
in my head. You were like completely related. Maybe it's because you both went to the States, and I'm like, okay,
they must be related. You're from South Africa.
The only two white people from Africa, Africa? To go to the States.
You're from Africa. Yeah. Do you know Cindy? No.
Cindy, that girl? Damn. I haven't seen her in a while. Okay, are you planning on doing any duets with anyone?
So, not really. I haven't thought of that, actually.
Because I think you'd go well with, like, you know, like a very raspy South African singer. I'm just thinking who
you have in mind.
I'm thinking like, okay, Ross from Prime Circle. I think your voices would go really well together.
Okay.
So I don't know Ross, so I can't even put in a connection for you.
Ross,
this is just a random suggestion.
Anyone who knows Ross.
Yes. Gareth Cliff, if you're listening, which you should be. No, but I really think like you'd go very well with a male singer as well.
Thanks.
Because you've got a great voice.
Cool. Maybe
so other gigs. You said Rim and Rubber.
Yeah. On? So Rim and Rubber, that's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
So that is in the Greenside. 15th or the 16th. Is it the 16th?
No idea.
It's Saturday, people. We don't look at our calendars,
that's,
obviously.
That's the life of a creative.
Exactly.
You never know what day
you
it is.
You never know the day of the time.
You're just happy that you get to do what you love.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's going to be on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then other than that, I haven't got any planned gigs at the moment.
Okay.
But we'll keep you tuned for some surprises that we'll be posting on my Instagram.
And if people want you to sing at weddings and stuff?
Yeah, they're more than welcome to contact me. You can contact me through my Instagram handle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be it's a business profile, so you can get my email address off of that. And for any inquiries, you can definitely look at me through there.
Don't you find that because you're like a creative, people always want you to do things for free? So they're like, it's my friend's birthday. Would you mind just singing like two songs? And you're like, I would. I would really mind.
As long as you provide the vodka, I'm here.
I know, but I find that that's the struggle of being like in the creative industry. People just assume you do things for free because obviously you don't need to survive.
I definitely think people, you know, I do think people take advantage sometimes.
Even girl, we go back to high school. You said hi to me that one time in grade 8. Don't you remember? No.
Yeah, I definitely think they can take advantage. But, you know, most of the people out there, I think, I also feel like we lack some artist culture in South Africa. You know, we have a different culture to the rest of the world. And as I was saying, you know, people here, they don't see an artist being something that is actually
worthy of pursuing.
Yeah, that you can get there.
It's a hobby.
So I think, it's hard for people. You know, we're a very conservative country. Mm. And I think people kind of don't stray out of the lines too much. Mm. So, I feel like some people do take advantage sometimes, but it definitely is getting there, guys. Show some support.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And B, let's just get back to you for a quick second. What does the future hold for you? Babies, career prospects, taking over the world.
Look, the babies are welcome to come. They're welcome if they want. I'm okay with them coming now. But with respect to the rest of the future, what has been happening? A lot has changed in the past year, in fact. A lot of career changes. Myself and my business partner opened up a artist management and event company called Be Gold last year. That's coming along well. The artist management we only added on this year, however, but that's coming along it's coming along well. for a new business. Let me not say very well, because you know, we stayed broke for a while.
One step at a time.
So it's coming along. That's only mission right now is to push our projects and push our first love, which was, you know, we are creatives and we love being in creative spaces. So that's how we got into events and artist management. And unfortunately, as much as I love creatives, I'm always surrounded by them. I always draw creatives in.
We love you.
I myself, on the other hand, have like no talent. I can't be put on screen. I can't do anything.
Well, you're pretty good at radio.
So, really?
You are.
Yes, you are. I agree.
So rather I then just support the artists. So that's why I went into artist management, because I've got such a big passion for it. However, I myself don't have any talent to manage. Yeah. So I just manage other people's talent.
That's a good way to go about it, girl.
Absolutely. And even then, we're not limiting it to any specific thing. At first, it was actors. Mm-hmm. It was actor management, which obviously was then inspired by my husband. So I've managed him. However, we would like to broaden out beyond just acting, just all arts. We're lovers of the arts, not just a specific genre in the arts.
By the way, your brother tweeted us. You do have a brother.
Yes.
Right?
What did he say?
He said, ask Belinda to tell you how she met the hubby. Sincerely. Oh. And then he's like, sincerely, her brother.
So funny thing, we actually met through him, the same brother who's tweeting. We met through him. Nathan, some of you might know him as Sandile. He used to manage at Sixes in Melville. So it was always good times, drinking and whatnot. However, he was always crazy overprotective. Like, crazy overprotective. Like, people could not... No, females could speak to me. Males could not speak to me without Nathan saying, don't talk to my sister. Didn't matter what they asked him. Hey, who's that? Don't you fucking talk to my sister. That was his number one response for everything. Yeah. So I had officially spent years just being...
Not spoken to.
by my brother. And then this one random day of all days...
Yeah.
Mind you, this is after we had already had our moment with Ane. Like, it was that I see you, see me when I walk in kind of moment. That movie moment that actually happened. And then life happened as in we then continued with the crowds that we were with and so forth. And then the same brother who's always just blocking everyone calls me over to introduce me to Ane.
No wonder he wanted the credit.
I was like, why? So, yes, he is actually the reason.
He's taking all the credit.
I see you there with the tweet. I see you there, bro. I see you.
And Alex, just to close it off, is there anything you want people to know before you sing us out?
Okay. Well, I would love it if you guys could go and follow me on Instagram. That would be wonderful. So as I said, it's Zandra Zogby.
Yes.
And it will be, all my music is uploaded there. And if you like stuff or if you want to request a song, just comment and that will be great. Then I'll try my best to make you guys proud, because I am such a proud South African.
Oh, girl. And so you're going to sing us out again?
Sure.
Girl, I was so praying you'd do that. I was like, just one more.
Bless us with your vocals.
Bless us with your vocals. Thank you, guys. I will speak to you guys again next week. And don't forget, I have got Garyan Dowds in studio, the star of Shepherds and Butchers. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. Oh, you shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you.
CliffCentral.com.